Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2148, The Triumph of Logos, by Nick Majuli of ofdollarsanddata.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a new author being featured today, Nick Majuli. I'll share more about him right after the reading. So for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Triumph of Logos by Nick Majuli of ofdollarsanddata.com. In ancient Greek philosophy, there were three ways you could try to persuade someone. You could appeal to their emotions, what was known as pathos. You could appeal to authority or expertise, which was ethos. Or you could appeal to reason and logic, known as logos. These three techniques, pathos, ethos, and logos, had a profound impact on how people tried to persuade others throughout history. In the martial arts community, pathos, ethos, and logos were all employed at different points in time when trying to persuade outsiders as to which fighting style was most effective. As Alan Farrington and Sasha Myers highlight in Bitcoin is Venice, initially the martial arts community relied on pathos. Starting in the 1960s, Hollywood movies showcased dramatized fight scenes to play on audiences' emotions and convince them that one way of fighting was better than another. Following this, the community reoriented to focus on ethos or appealing to an authority figure such as a sensei or teacher. It wasn't about what techniques were the best, it was about respecting tradition and listening to the masters. Unfortunately, neither pathos nor ethos allowed one martial art to be tested against another. We didn't know if karate was better than kickboxing or judo was superior to taekwondo. It wasn't until the 1990s when the Gracie family popularized their style of Brazilian jiu-jitsu and created the Ultimate Fighting Championship, or UFC, that changed everything. With the UFC, every martial art could be pitted against every other. We didn't have to rely on what an expert claimed in their dojo. We could test it on the octagon instead. It was a logical way to determine which fighting style was the best. It was logos. Long story short, after many tests, the Gracie family and their Brazilian jiu-jitsu reigned supreme. Logos succeeded where pathos and ethos had failed. The same thing is happening in the personal finance community. An area that was once dominated by appeals to emotion and authority, pathos and ethos, is now being inundated by those using data and reason, or logos. If you want to understand this transition, consider one of the most well-known personal finance books of all time, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Written in 1937, the book focuses on how your mindset influences your wealth. The idea is that you can simply think your way to riches. As Hill states, quote, "When you begin to think and grow rich, you'll observe that riches begin with a state of mind, with a definiteness of purpose, with little or no hard work," end quote. As intriguing and emotionally appealing as this idea is, unfortunately, it has no basis in empirical reality. Like many other such works in personal finance, The core idea of the book is about getting rich quickly and easily by following a simple set of mental principles. Unfortunately, this is the problem with pathos in the personal finance community. It sounds enticing and makes you feel good, but its advice is typically hollow and untestable. As stated in Bitcoin is Venice, quote, "Knowledge arrived at by pathos can of course be legitimate, but we can only know this by providing a proof. If practical, a proof requires a test. In fact, the point in these circumstances is to avoid such a test at all cost. It's the feeling of knowledge that must be preserved, not the fact of it or lack thereof," end quote. The fact remains that there's really no way to test whether your mindset actually makes any difference when it comes to building wealth. Of course, I'm not arguing that mindset is irrelevant in building wealth, only that it can't be tested and therefore is unfalsifiable. It's religion, not science. To test whether a particular mindset is useful for building wealth, we would need to do a randomized controlled trial where one group of people followed one mindset and another group followed a different mindset. And then we would have to compare how those two groups of people built wealth over time. Unfortunately, this isn't possible. We can't control a person's mindset with a pill or a machine. And even if we could, the ethics of doing so are another story altogether. But we can disprove this mindset idea by simply inverting it. Oh, you're poor? It's because you aren't thinking the right thoughts. I can't even type these words without laughing. Did the Dogecoin millionaires think themselves into wealth? What about all those lottery winners? Maybe Warren Buffett's children have had the right mindset their entire lives. The absurdity of mindset for wealth building is revealed in its extremes. Of course, many people have found Hill's work useful. I won't deny this. But there are lots of ideas that are useful to people even if they aren't necessarily true. Historically, many of the arguments in personal finance have been made in this way. Appeal to emotion or authority. Don't prove what's true, just state what you believe to be true. Now compare this line of thinking to what was put forth in The Millionaire Next Door, a personal finance book that relies heavily on empirical data and research. Before this book, people believed that the rich were living it up with sports cars, mega mansions, and a daily dose of caviar. The image of the rich came from what we saw in the media and from what other famous rich people told us. That is, experts. It was pathos and ethos once again. And while these depictions were true for some rich people, The Millionaire Next Door demonstrated that this characterization was false for most rich people. This book taught us that most millionaires don't have huge houses, fancy cars, nor a caviar addiction. With one fell swoop, an entire sector within the personal finance industry came undone. Logos hung ethos and pathos out to dry. And thanks to modern information and computing systems, these kinds of revelations will only accelerate in the future. Old, flawed ways of thinking will be pushed out by new data and evidence. This has been my goal each and every week on Of Dollars and Data, and with the publication of my book, Just Keep Buying. I've tried to demonstrate that a lot of what we've been told by personal finance experts and their emotional appeals are false. Whether we're discussing cutting spending versus raising income, buying the dip, or maxing out your 401k, many of our beloved personal finance beliefs are simply not true. One of the reasons we know all this is because we can test these beliefs in a way that we couldn't 20 years ago. We have better data and faster computers now, so we can simulate things more easily today than in the past. As a result, evidence-based investing has taken off and shows no signs of slowing down. Whether we're trying to understand people's personal finances or the complexity of their portfolios, Logos has taken control of the ship. Pathos and ethos need not apply. This doesn't mean that pathos and ethos aren't useful. In fact, I find both of these rhetorical techniques quite effective depending on the circumstances. For example, if you want to sell a digital watch, you don't brag about its technical features, logos. You demonstrate how it could save your life, pathos. But when it comes to your money, I find data and evidence more convincing than belief and conjecture. Of course, not everyone will be convinced by logic, and that's fine. because I don't need to convince everyone. I just need to convince those who are open to hearing more. Thankfully, it's been working. You just listened to the post titled "The Triumph of Logos" by Nick Majuli of ofdollarsanddata.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Thank you to Nick. He created Of Dollars and Data and is the Chief Operating Officer at Ritholtz Wealth Management. He started Of Dollars and Data as a New Year's resolution while he was living in Boston at the beginning of 2017. At the time, he had a great job in litigation counseling, but his heart was really in personal finance and investing. So he made a promise to himself that he would publish one blog post a week until he figured out what to do with his career. Over the course of his first year writing online, a whole new world opened up to him. He quickly found himself meeting some of the most incredible people in the financial industry, both on Twitter and in person. Through this process, he landed a role at Ritholtz Wealth Management, and in April 2018, he moved to New York City and hasn't looked back. For more great content from him, check out his website of dollarsanddata.com. I appreciated that Nick pointed out here that some of what we believe about personal finance simply isn't true. But I think it can be refreshing to come to these realizations because having a more accurate understanding can help us demystify what we should be doing with our money. For example, I used to think building wealth was dependent on a high income and being super savvy about investing. I now understand that the gap between my income and expenses is where my wealth is built. So now growing the gap, protecting the gap, and thoughtfully deploying the gap takes up more brain space for me versus just increasing my income alone. In the past, I grossly underestimated that time in the market is the single most important factor when it comes to investing. I used to think I was going to start investing when I was making more money. But once I learned about the power of compound interest, I developed more of a sense of urgency. And finally, when I learned that I don't need to beat the market to reach my financial goals and that total market index funds are actually the best bet for me, it was liberating. I'm convinced that the financial services industry is bent on making personal finance and building wealth appear more complex than it actually is. But I'm grateful for writers like Nick who present compelling data and evidence that empower us to take control of our financial futures. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.